Of course, I had a friend who went to Guelph University to get his BF, his Bachelor of Farming, of course. And once he got it, he knew more than all farmers ever knew, of course. Once you graduate from university, you're smarter than everyone else. And he was, and he decided to move to the Northwest Territories, the land of the midnight sun and 24 hours of sunlight, and he started to grow sunflowers. Same logic you can see here in Peterborough, 24 bottles in a case of beer, 24 hours in a day, coincidence? I don't think so. He moves up to the Northwest Territories. He grows a beautiful vegetative crop of sunflowers. He times them to bloom perfectly on the day that the sun's going to circle the earth for 24 hours. They come up and they just, you know how sunflowers are. They just turned towards the sun and they opened it up and they followed that sun around and they twisted their heads right off. And, and he's a computer programmer in Seattle tonight. This here's one recorded by my good friend Mary Gauthier. I don't know if you know Mary Gauthier. She's my great friend. She's a good friend of mine. She told me once that if she had one straight bone in her body, I'd be the guy. Which is the ultimate compliment from a lesbian. I took it that way anyway. I think it's a pretty nice thing to say. If I liked your gender, you'd be the one. Still a little sensitive in your town here, isn't it, buddy? Yeah. You can be gay, you just can't talk about other people being gay, apparently. I'm all for the gay people. I love the gay people. God bless y'all. Get married, join the army. That's the last two freaking things I'd want to do, but if that's what you want to do. I'd be like, hey, I'm gay. Can I have a 4-day work week? But get married, join the army. You know, they both involve fighting. This here tonight to tell you we want our rainbow back. It was our rainbow first. I'm all for you. I love you. We're all God's children. Get your own friggin' colors, though. Because if a guy wants to get a new truck and put a rainbow on it, he really can't unless he wants to change the clubs he's playing. And we did play. We did, honestly, truthfully, we played our first gay bar in Portland, Oregon last year. True? Am I telling the truth? Am I telling the truth? We did. We played our first gay bar. They told us at the disco down the street, all 17 of our CDs were in the player. I am the freaking Cher of Portland, Oregon. I'm getting some outfits.